It was on Sunday, the 24th of November last year, not very long ago, when I received a message on WhatsApp from a man who I've been friendly with since 2007. He's a member of Toastmasters. He's come to stay in our house, came to a district conference, even though he lives not far from London in a different district. The message came out of the blue. So let me read you the message. It was headed Karaoke Secret Santa 2024. A WhatsApp message this is. It said that I was being invited to participate in something I'd never participated in before. And Simon, my good friend, said, I'd like to invite you to participate in Karaoke Secret Santa. And the first thing that struck me was karaoke. I've never even done karaoke. Maybe I'm the only person here. Have you done karaoke? Have you been part of a celebration? Toastmasters, I haven't. I have been avoiding it. Please join us in another round of creative singing, dancing, reciting, whatever your heart can imagine for your secret Santas across the world. And it goes on to say, the gifts are personally made videos. Me, personally made video for people who I discovered were excellent at it. Excellent, and had several years' experience, and they were able to overlay things, they were able to bring things together, they were able to play musical instruments. These were not beginners. I was out of my depth. It was immediately obvious to me, and I said no to myself. To Simon, I said, oh, sounds like a terrifically good idea, but I'm not sure it's right for me. Now, 24th of November, I think I might have meant for the next decade. Having sent him that message and received a message back from him that said, I understand you might not want to do this, but I just thought I'd let you know about it in case you did. I said to myself, why not, Paul? Why not? You don't have to be any good. Now, I've got this thing about why not. I don't know where it comes from. It probably came from Toastmasters, really. Somebody asks you to do something and you say, oh, no. But then I say, why not? So I did it. I did it. It was awful. It was a terrible experience of messing around, trying to figure out how I could get a musical background to a particular gift. Because part of this activity involved each individual putting up on a website the gift they would most like to get. So it wasn't like as if I could do my own thing. I had to produce something for somebody else that they would like. Think about it. Would you like to do this? Would you, was it, is it your kind of thing? Going off into the unknown? I didn't know who the person was. It wasn't my friend who invited me. Felt sure that they would do a random allocation of the people. No, it was going to be terribly unknown. You could say a development opportunity for Paul. Oh yes, this would take me out of my comfort zone, and indeed it did. But what was so awful about it was the length of time that I had to mess around trying to figure out how on Zoom I could get a karaoke, some music to which I might do something. Now, I decided very quickly that I was not going to do singing. I thought about reciting poetry, and I would have loved to have done that if only somebody had said to me, Paul, recite any poem that you have written or any one that you love. But no, I was given a video or reference to a video by a group that were, as far as I was concerned, they were heavy metal or something that was a million miles away from my operatic love. Oh yes, it was. But, and here's the crazy thing. Yes, after messing around on with about 6 or 7 minutes to spare on the 30th of December, I uploaded my thing. I had decided by then, look, just get it done. Just get it done. And I did get it done. I discovered, if you want to find out, how did you do it, Paul? I can give you all the technical details. I can assure you it was very low tech. It involved using my phone to play the karaoke music while I read off the screen the words of this particular song. With the music in the background. Now, as the words went on, as I was declaiming the words, I broke into a few bars of song. Now, it wasn't bad. It wasn't disgraceful. I did it. And there's the point I bring to you today about receiving an invitation to do something that you don't want to do, that your gut feeling says, no, I won't do it. Say to yourself, at the same time, why not? Why not? Say no first, then say why not, and then go back and say, I've had a rethink. And then do your best, because I'm now proud, and you will be proud of having done your best, even if your best is awful. You will still feel pleased. And isn't that a good thing to feel looking forward into this year?